Module 7. Listen. 1. From the Kalibin Cash Flow Machine. Learning objectives identify the key indicators that signal you are ready to acquire your second Kalibin property, understand the Brouwer strategy, and how capital recycling accelerates portfolio growth. Execute a cash out refinance to fund your next deal without waiting years to save MAP. Without waiting years to save MAP, a realistic growth trajectory from one property to five. Then tension evaluate whether geographic concentration or market diversification. Congratulations, you've done what most people only talk about. But the real wealth in real estate does not come from one property. It comes from building a portfolio that generates compounded cash flow and equity over time. The jump from one property to two is the hardest psychological leap you will make. Everything after that gets easier because you have systems, relationships, and proof of concept. This lesson gives you the roadmap to scale with confidence. Key insight: wealth in Kalibin real estate follows a compounding curve, not a straight line. Your first property funds your second. Your second and third fund your fourth and fifth. By property five, your acquisition pace can accelerate dramatically because you have multiple capital sources working simultaneously. When to buy your second property, buying too soon can overextend you. Waiting too long leaves money on the table. Here are the indicators that you are ready to scale. The readiness checklist: you should be able to check at least 5 of these 7 boxes before acquiring property number 2. Property 1 is stabilized. You have been at 90% occupancy for at least 3 consecutive months. The property is cash flow positive after all expenses. You have documented systems, your tenant screening, rent collection, maintenance handling, and bookkeeping processes are written down and repeatable, not just in your head. Your reserves are funded. You have at least 3 months of operating expenses set aside for property one, plus the capital needed for the next acquisition. You understand your numbers. You know your actual, not projected. Cash on cash return, cap rate and monthly cash flow down to the dollar. You have lending relationships. You have spoken with at least 2 lenders who will fund your next deal, and you understand their requirements. You have time or a team. You either have the bandwidth to manage another property yourself, or you have a property manager lined up. The market supports it. You have identified target properties or markets where the numbers work for Kalibin. Do not scale problems if your first property has unresolved issues. Chronic vacancies, cash flow problems, tenant complaints, deferred maintenance. Fix those before buying another property. Scaling amplifies everything, including problems. Get property 1 running smoothly before adding property 2. Capital recycling, the Brouwer strategy. The Brouwer strategy: buy, rehab, rent, refinance, repeat, is the engine that makes rapid portfolio growth possible without needing to save a new down payment for every property. Here's how it works for Kalibin. The Brouwer cycle for Kalibin step by step. Brouwer example: buy. Purchase a 4-bedroom Toba house for $180,000 using a hard money loan, 90% LTV. You're out of pocket, $18,000 down, $5,000 closing costs. $23,000. Rehab: invest $35,000 to add a bathroom, convert the dining room to a 5th bedroom, install smart locks, paint, and furnish. Total into the deal, $58,000. Rent: fill all 5 rooms at $750. Month each, hiki, $3,750. Month gross rent. After expenses, mortgage, utilities, insurance, maintenance, vacancy reserve, you net $12,200. Refinance: after 6-12 months of stabilized income, the property appraises at $280,000. You refinance into a conventional or DCR loan at 75% LTV. $110,000 loan. After paying off the hard money balance, $162,000, you pull out approximately $48,000 in cash. Repeat, you now have $48,000 to use as the down payment and renovation budget for property 2. And property 1 still cash flows. You have recycled your capital. Keys to a successful grower: buy below market value. You need a spread between purchase price and after repair value, RV, to pull cash out. Target properties at 65-75% of R, but add real value in rehab. Bathrooms, bedrooms, and functional upgrades increase the appraised value. Cosmetic-only rehabs often do not appraise high enough. Stabilize the income. Lenders want to see 6-12 months of rental history at your target rents before refinancing. Work with an appraiser-friendly lender. Some lenders use rental income approaches for collating appraisals, which values the property based on income rather than comparable sales. Cash out refinancing. Your growth fuel, even without a full BRRRR. Cash out refinancing on properties that have appreciated or been improved is one of the most powerful tools for scaling. How cash out refinancing works: when your property is worth more than your current loan balance, you can refinance into a larger loan, take the difference as cash. This is tax-free capital. It is a loan, not income, that you can use for your next acquisition. Tax-free growth capital cash out refinance proceeds are not taxable income because they are borrowed money. You get access to your equity without selling the property or paying capital gains taxes. This makes refinancing one of the most tax-efficient ways to fund portfolio growth. When to refinance after rehab completion, stabilization. Typically 6-12 months after completing renovations and filling all rooms. After significant appreciation. If your market has appreciated 15%, your rates are favorable. When rates drop, refinancing to a lower rate can both reduce your payment and free up cash. When you have an acquisition target, do not refinance just because you can. Have a specific deal or target in mind for the proceeds. Portfolio growth timeline. Here is a realistic timeline for growing a co-living portfolio, assuming you start with moderate capital. $30,000, $60,000. And use the BRRRR refinance strategy to recycle funds. Year 1. Foundation, 1 property, properties, 1. Route 6, target cash flow, $2,000. Twire, renovate. And stabilize your first co-living property, document all systems and processes as you build them. Build relationships with 2-3 lenders for future deals. Start saving. And prepare for your first cash out refinance income milestone target. This covers your property reserves, begins building your acquisition fund, and proves the model works. Year 2. Acceleration 2-3 properties. Properties. Rooms 10-18 target cash flow. $3,000. $5,000 month cash out refinance property 1 to fund property 2 acquire. Stabilize property 2 within 6 months if capital allows. Acquire property 3 by year end. Begin delegating tasks. Hire cleaner, handyman, or virtual. At this level, co-living income replaces a significant portion of most people's employment income. Some operators begin transitioning to part-time work. Year 3. Momentum 4-6 properties. Properties 4-6. Rooms 2036. Target cash flow $6,000. $10,000 a month. Refinance properties 2 and 3. To fund the next acquisitions, you now have multiple capital sources, cash flow, refinance proceeds, and potentially partnerships. Systematize everything. SOPs, team members. This is the threshold where most operators can leave traditional employment if they choose. Your co-living business is now a serious enterprise. Year 5. Scale 8-12 properties. Properties 8-12, rooms 50-75, target cash flow $15,000, $25,000 month. Multiple refinance cycles have competed your capital base. You may be acquiring 3-4 properties per year. Professional property management is essential at this scale at your deals. Duplexes or small apartment buildings converted to co-living, consider raising outside capital. At this level, you have built a business that generates significant passive income. Your portfolio equity likely exceeds $1, providing both income and long-term wealth. Your timeline may vary. This timeline assumes consistent execution and favorable market conditions. Your pace will depend on your starting capital, market risk tolerance, and the time you can dedicate to the business. Some operators reach 10 properties in 3 years. Others take 7 years. Both are successful. The point is to have a plan and execute against it consistently. Geographic strategy. Concentration versus diversification. You will face a strategic decision. Do you stay in one market or expand to multiple markets? Geographic concentration. All properties in one city or metro area. Advantages. Deep market knowledge and relationships. One set of landlord-tenant laws to master, easier to self-manage. Or oversee a PM contractors, vendors, and team are shared. You can physically visit all properties, stronger referral network. For tenants, risk market downturn affects entire portfolio regularity changes. Impact, all properties limited deal. If market is competitive, best for your first 3-5. Build depth before breadth. Geographic diversification, properties across 2-3 debt markets. Advantages, reduced risk from any single market, access to better deals across more markets, different economic drivers. Protect the portfolio, can target markets with the best living fundamentals. Risks, multiple sets of laws and regulations, harder to manage without strong systems, need reliable boots on the ground in each market. Travel cost or five properties when you have systems, or if your local market is saturated or overpriced. The sweet spot, most successful co-living operators concentrate in one market for their first 3-5 properties, then extend to 1-2 adjacent markets. This gives you the benefits of concentration, relationships, knowledge, while beginning to diversify risk. Do not spread across 5 markets before you have 5 properties. You will be spread too thin. Partnership structures for scaling partnerships can dramatically accelerate your growth by bringing in capital, expertise, or time that you do not have. But bad partnerships can destroy your business. Structure them carefully. Common co-living partnership models. Model 1. Capital partner, frontier operating partner. The most common structure. One partner provides the money, the other provides the expertise and management. Capital partner provides down payment, renovation funds, and or loan qualification, takes a passive role. Operating partner finds the deal, manages renovation, fills rooms, handles day-to-day operations. Typical split, 50-50 on cash flow and equity, or 60-40 favoring the operator if they found the deal and manage everything. Model 2, joint venture, deal by deal. Partners come together for a single property. Each deal has its own agreement. No ongoing obligation beyond that deal. Best for testing partnerships before committing long-term. Clean exit strategy. Sell the property and split proceeds can work with different partners. Different deals. Model 3. Private lending. Debt partner. Lend you money at a fixed interest rate secured by the property. They are not an owner, they are a lender. You retain 100% ownership, an upside partner gets a fixed return. 8-12% is common, regardless of property performance, simpler structure, promissory note, and mortgage deed of trust. Good option for partners who want passive, predictable returns. Partnership. Is there an operating agreement that covers capital contribution, profit and partnership, needs a written operating? It covers capital. Get a real estate attorney to draft this. A handshake deal between friends is how partnerships blow up and friendships end. Building lender and broker relationships, your ability to scale is directly tied to your access to capital. The investors who grow fastest are the ones with the strongest lender relationships. The lender relationship framework, start building relationships before you need them. Introduce yourself to 3 lenders after your first property. Share your track record, your business plan, and your goals. Ask about their programs and requirements. Provide clean documentation. Lenders love organized borrowers. Keep your rent rolls, P&L statements, tax returns, and entity documents ready to share at all times. Deliver on your promises. If you tell a lender your property will generate $3,500 a month in rent, make sure it does. Track record builds trust, and trust gets you better terms. Use a mortgage broker. A good broker has relationships with 20-50 lenders and can shop your deal to find the best terms. They earn a commission from the lender, so their service is often free to you. Diversify your lender base. Do not rely on one lender. At 3TIP Properties, you should have relationships with at least three different lenders. A conventional lender, a DSCR lender, and a hard money or private money source. Lenders to build relationships with scaling from 1 to 5 to 10. What changes at each stage, the skills and strategies that got you to one property will not get you to 10. Here is what changes at each stage. Action steps: assess your readiness using the 7-point readiness checklist and be honest about which boxes you can check today. Calculate your refinance potential by getting a current estimate of your property's value. And comparing it to your loan balance, set your 1-year, 3-year, and 5-year portfolio goals for number of properties, total rooms, and 5-year portfolio. Connect with 2-3 lenders this week and share your track record and goals for future acquisitions. Complete the portfolio growth roadmap to formalize your scaling plan and timeline key takeaways. Do not scale until property one is stabilized. Scaling amplifies problems just as much as profits. DRR strategy recycles your capital, so you do not need to save a new down payment for every property. When pool of capital can fund multiple acquisition, cash out for financing, for